邪恶与欺骗心间，用赤宝为证勇气尊严，人去即心尊扬生命正永恒，华夏儿女的心灵声。
Welcome to Nana's talk show and my co-host here today.
Good Kronos. Are you fine?
Hi.
All right.
Okay, it's a little buffering today on GTV because I am... lower. Because I am...
You're streaming, right? On YouTube?
Yeah, because I'm streaming on YouTube. Okay, all right, I'm focused now. Okay, so today I have a lot of news to bring to you guys today, and no like waste of time, okay? Everything's like very, very juicy.
All right. And as always, I haven't, I know some stuff because we have been working on some stuff, but most of the stuff I don't know, so I'm looking forward to hear what you're going to say. So.
Before I go to something new, maybe people haven't heard about, the most important thing that happened yesterday is about Miles' dream, about a message to all the world leaders and elites who need to pay attention to, you know, governments from all over the world. Is that from a very solid, intelligent Chinese Communist Party is going to release more advanced technology from United States technology, release more chemical and biological weapon during summer and spring, the season when it is like changing. It will be around August and September in 2021 this year. We of course cannot do a lot of things, but we can prepare for it. We can prepare for a lot of food and water, prepare for the worst, right? And so that is, if you guys want to know like more about the whole like 17 minutes of Miles' talk, it's on Nana Zhang's Getter, you can watch, or Genius has full episodes of what Miles said in details. In conclusion, it will be China is ready to take down Taiwan.
Yeah.
That they are ready for all the wars going against with all the countries globally, who is going to stand in front of Taiwan and protect Taiwan. So they're ready for that. And they are ready to go, because they know they're going to hell, so they're going to take all of people as much as they can. They know they're going to hell because after the G7 meeting, a lot of, you know, Japan, Europe, America, Russia, all the big countries important are known is going to ask for the origin of coronavirus and ask the Chinese Communist Party to take responsibility, hold accountable for all the things that he has done to getting what? Billions of people. Billions? No. 100 million people infected. 1 billion people infected. 100 people, 100 million. Well, no, millions of people died because of the coronavirus globally. 100 million people got infected because of the coronavirus. So, you know, Chinese Communist Party is very good being who they are. So they're prepared that the country is gonna, you know, going against them because they know the bribery and, you know, all the like bribery and like political entanglement and all the stuff, like all the interest, personal interest or holding like blackmailing is not gonna work anymore because this is more than just personal gains, you know, it's about a lot of innocent people and whole humanity. So they know they cannot get away from that. So then they're like, okay, then when they're pushed into the corner, they're just gonna, okay, then I'm gonna like kill all of you. If I don't kill all of you, I'm gonna try my best to take as much as I can anyway. This is how they work. And you know, the way for them to take down everyone is using the United States technology. We all know the technology from the United States is the highest, right?
Yeah.
They probably also have like alien technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they are going to use the biological weapon and chemical weapons that you have never seen before to release it colorless and without sound. It's like really easy.
The smell.
Yeah, no smell, no smells.
Mm-hmm.
To like release it. And very easily, as you can see with the coronavirus that released last year, how easy it is to spread around the globe, even though United States was early on trying to lock down the country, ban from Chinese tourists. Still a lot of Chinese tourists went to Europe, and people who travel or Americans went to Europe and travel, you know, got infected. You know, still get around with this, very easily to get infected. That is probably just their practice. And now it's just that we're very good at it. Xi Jinping, which is the president of the chairman of China, who said from his own words that if we made this virus on purpose to take down white people, it's one of the 13579 plan in China. It's to take out the white people. And this coronavirus, and well, we designed it to kill them. So we don't need to be, you know, there's no way going back. It's already this worse. They're pushing us to hand over the origin and the truth about the coronavirus. And we want to take down Taiwan. So, you know, we're going to just go to hell with them and going to release the most dangerous virus ever. Also, chemical weapon. Miles talked about like this. I told you about this, like grass grow out the land that will have like bugs come out of it, and the bugs will be like very deadly to human, very like transmitted and stuff.
Yeah,
that's what we heard, right? But we never seen this kind of bugs, right? That could be what Miles implied about chemical weapons, because you know, this more solid five scientists from China was already escaped from successfully from Chinese Communist Party. With the help with the rule of law and the whistleblower movement. And we get the intelligence even more than we know is this is going to happen this year between August and September. The target will be Europe and America. Europe, like all the G7 countries, Japan, right? And my guessing is it's probably already planted. It's probably even already set to the bomb. It's already set to the time it will be released, even if they are not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, because they want to take down Taiwan, there's a clip that was leaked from the Chinese inside Communist Party when they're having a meeting. The guy's like, look, Taiwan only have less than 25 million population. The worst scenario, we go to hell, hot war, and take down, wipe out all of them. And then we can move, still move, we have so much population in China. We can move like 50 million Chinese people to Taiwan after that. This is how like crazy and don't care about life they are. So their plan is they're going to have all the attention to Taiwan, and all the country globally is going to put their attention and focus on this Taiwan thing, right? And ignoring as much as they could about the COVID origin. And then they're going to release the virus and the biochemical and the chemical, biological chemical weapon. And then the economy system is going to shut down. The healthcare system, right?
Yeah.
And the country globally already, especially states and a lot of even Europe, has already been inflation very like severe, printing a lot of money. The cars they used to sell like 2 years ago or 1 year ago, you can sell for $3,000. Now they can sell for $9,000. That's how much inflation it go, right? Because they printed a lot of money during the pandemic, mm-hmm. lockdown. Nobody's using money, so you have to, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so the price goes super high. Imagine that when it will get to a point that the economy collapse, right? When it collapse, the health system shut down, and then the economy shut down, people are dying. It's just fear, and it's like apocalypse. Can you imagine? Just like when you saw a movie of those zombies and stuff.
Yeah.
So prepare for the worst. People just, what we can do, we're not world leaders, obviously. We can prepare for food, maybe canned food, or we're going to look for what food is the best to store, though we don't have a lot of space to store food, but maybe like, what is it, compressed cookies? But compressed cooking is a lot of water, I guess. You need also a lot of water to store water, because like they also, the intelligent one of that is also like the Chinese Communist Party has already had all the missile system located long range, mid range around Asia, which is like Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and those countries. And they have been storing a lot of food, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The food price globally is freaking high right now, which we will talk about later. If people think, okay, that's kind of cuckoo what you just said, right? But if you do some research and search back about the whistleblower have been telling people 4 years ago, even 3 years ago, Miles talked about Hong Kong movement, and it happened. And a lot of things happened too about SARS, human-to-human transmitted disease, talked about in the early January, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, so everything's happened. Miles warned Trump, and Trump listened. So it's not like the worst situation right now in the United States, even though a lot of people get infected, right? But I cannot imagine the worst scenario if Trump didn't listen and didn't lock down early in March, you know, even though he was under a lot of pressure. So what we said has always been come true. What we're not psychic. What we said is intelligence, not from me. It's from the people who is inside the Chinese Communist Party and who escaped, risking their life to give out this information.
Yeah.
So I just hope like people take it seriously and prepare for the worst and do anything we can to to research, you know, you don't have to listen to us, but verify yourself, as Miles always told us.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say that one thing is to get a message out to people, but one other important thing is for the people that already know right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is the time to just prepare everything you have, you know? So.
What do you think should prepare?
Well, I'm thinking about fats, because fats have, you know, 9 calories per gram instead of 4, like other, like protein and carbs.
Mm.
So a lot of fat and a lot of dry stuff, like, you know, rice and that kind of stuff, because it takes up not that much space.
Just drink fat for as a food source.
For
the apocalypse.
Fat has most calories per, you know, it's very concentrated when it comes to calories and
Thank
surviving.
You. Yeah. Thank you. That really makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Water.
Yeah, water is pretty nice.
Yes, because Chinese Communist Party is going to release poison in water in Japan, as I remember, soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's go to more information that was about like what Miles talked about today on his getter and some more information. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, last couple stream, we have a lot of people, like our friends that come to the chat and chat with us about how Australians are especially anti-vaccine and very like clear-headed about what is going on.
Yeah.
We never know why, but today I got the source. I know why.
Oh.
It's because Miles Australia comrade was a former government official, and he could basically confirm that Sun Lijun, which is another guy I showed you last episode, right?
Yeah.
One of the members in Chinese Communist Party, the high rank.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of information about the virus, including many things about intelligence team overseas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got all the information.
Yeah.
They went, they literally scouted
yeah.
His house in Australia.
Yeah.
Sun Lijun's information about Chinese Communist Party was placed in Melbourne, Australia, and New Zealand, and his sister's house and house he owned by his wife, and they all took it. That's why Australian government see the proof. Okay, so that's why they're like very heavily spreading the truth about on the media about danger of the vaccine. That's why media is so important, right? When the media is talking the truth, people understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the failed of media telling the truth or searching for the truth and telling how important it is to take the vaccine. For example, Norway, no matter what we say to our parents, they took it anyway. There's nothing we can do. Literally, we are so powerless in front of the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. That's why Australian government is very, you know, is especially clear on those things. It has been obtained by the government of Australia and New Zealand, those intelligent, like Sun Lijun kept in the house in the Australia and New Zealand. So Sun Lijun, this guy will be sentenced by the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time. This is the fundamental reason why Australia has absolutely united and investigated with the whole world right now.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Sun Lijun also confessed that Yang Lan, which is the woman, remember, Chinese Medusa,
mm-hmm.
and Sun Lijun played the game together, that she was hooking up with some politicians. And Sun Lijun, of course, is on like tape. And then Sun Lijun used that tape to blackmail and threaten those peoples. Mm. You know, there's also proof on that. That sounds interesting, right?
That's pretty interesting.
Mm. Okay, so now let's go to the second news today.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read what Maya said today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The world's gasoline, food, grains, soybeans, the price of them are rising.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look at the inevitable materials of domestic food additives, especially in China, use a lot of additives in everything.
Yeah.
Price has risen a lot. Even the additives that was outside China, because China need to import it. Mm-hmm. Those price also rise a lot.
Yeah.
So in the future, you know what it means when Chinese, you know, when the government is importing those additives. Additives is like, should be the least thing you should need, right? So when the government is importing that much about the additives, you know how much food they don't have.
Yeah.
In the future, the Chinese people is probably going to take a lot of chemicals. They're going to survive based on chemical food, the additives.
Yeah.
It's chemical products, which shows that the domestic economy is collapsing.
Yeah.
Various food additives and the rapid raising price of chickens and ducks. This kind of conscience food is accelerating its expansion. Circulation in the Chinese market is shocking. Mao said that food additives, he searched about the information that the acid, like the additives price increased continuously in June. Meihua Group, it's a company, its latest price of nucleotides rose by rice by 1,000 per ton on June 17th. Reports of 10 single price in increase in Wuhan, Tianjin, salt and sodium pyrophosphate. What is that?
I don't know. It's some kind of mineral.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's was also increased price.
Yeah.
Had it not been for Miles to talk about this topic, we will never know that. Mm-hmm. So now asking all my people, friends and family in China, you know, store your food, which I've been telling them a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't go out or compare to the price a lot, you know?
No.
But I heard last time I was talking to Mild 7, they live in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Their price, even in German, has risen a lot.
Yeah.
The price in America has risen a lot. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's happening globally about the inflation. It's like ready for the apocalypse, people, you know?
Yeah.
Also, this third news that I'm going to talk about today. The world economy in Middle East, Europe, even in places like Africa,
mm-hmm.
Prices are really high as well.
Yeah.
All the current raw materials in China has risen sharply. Hyperinflation is happening all over the world with such ups and downs of commodities. Meaning foods, right? The basic foods.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, everything.
Like, soap and basic everything.
Yeah, so with such ups and downs of commodities, a large amount of money has flowed into virtual currencies.
Mm-hmm.
You watch Bitcoin go up and down, but it's still that price.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what is the name we call when we're in Minecraft and you grow this grass and you take them? And you wait for a couple of days to grow out again?
Oh, yeah. The bone meal, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In China,
yeah.
Bone meal
yeah.
is a very famous word. It's like a meme.
Hmm.
It's like how government or any people who want to take advantage of this Lao Bai Xin, the citizen,
mm-hmm.
they Lao Bai Xin are described as the bone meal.
Oh.
They like the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, it's rising. Everyone go buy it. They bought it.
Yeah.
Because Chinese government is like, they hold 90% of the Bitcoin. So they take out and then it drops dramatically.
Oh, so they
and
pump then, it, basically.
Yeah, they yeah. pump it. Yeah. And then it grow again. And just like, you know, they just like exactly like the, what is it? What is it called?
The bone meal?
Yeah. Bone meal.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people online that do it now. People that have, a lot of influence. People that, you know, famous people. They go on like Twitter and stuff and they make like a cryptocurrency and they say, oh, come on, everybody buy this cryptocurrency.
Uh-huh.
And when people buy it, they just, they pull out, right? So
yeah.
they get a lot of money. They pump it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maoist has told us to not use Bitcoin, like never invest to be greedy, because Bitcoin is mostly used in black market, yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
the black web, dark web, right?
Yeah.
It's for criminals.
Yeah.
And it's like the world for Chinese Communist Party. They're like a year ago, they find like a note or like a request, like, hey, we're hiring in dark web, hiring somebody to release something. I'll give you like 300,000 or something.
Mm.
That's Chinese Communist Party, mm. You know? So the Bitcoin is eventually going to be eliminated,
yeah.
because it's not illegal. It's not legal currencies. The system does not support, you know, because you don't know who take, like, you, the Bitcoin is like untraceable. It's very easy for the criminals to work. And this is especially designed for, it's made from the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So Bitcoin has, like, those currencies has still been like high, like thousands of dollars per one. Bitcoin is still a couple of $10,000, right?
Yeah.
Occasionally, other virtual currencies are now buying money, sucking money, like just we said.
Mm-hmm.
This shows that wealth and capital are fearing the entire global open market. This is what we now see the United States, Europe, Asia, and Japan in this tradable markets. All capital is fleeing, all in fear. In particular, some stocks related to living infrastructure, such as water and food, have undergone huge price changes, and the increasing unknown acquirers has been particularly high, especially the unknown wealth in the world. The unknown buyers, some are the CCP, some are not. Some are criminals. But Brazil now, next year's futures. Now a lot of this price increases. Some like soybeans, food grown around the Amazon River, a large number of people go to purchase it, which shows that the world is not optimistic about the situation next year. Food and gasoline, in the near future will be very high price.
Yeah.
Looking at the trend of increasing right now. Everyone should know that Evergrande Group is in China. Xu Jiayin is the owner of the Hengda Jitun, Evergrande Group. But even him is, even his company is collapsing. But what happened is like this, so now he's like jumping disc is like to bring a blood effect to the real estate of China once it collapses. It's not collapsing right now, but it's collapsing. Once the domino is eventually will hit, when it has too much pressure, right? It will eventually lead to real estate broke, like, you know, collapse, economy collapse, food rise crazy, Chinese yuan is going to be inflated like worth nothing. And everything,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Imagine they're already importing additives, like what, you know? You can imagine there's nothing else they can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Fake food is the cheapest way to...
to feed people.
To feed people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
And now another one is that... you know, the China domestic, like real estate in China is super, super high. It's like a ridiculous high. You know, like 80% of Chinese earns less than $300 a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's that bad. But the price is like higher than Norway.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
So how do they get food and stuff?
I don't know. This is a market. The real estate is a market.
Yeah.
Is to mold. What is it called?
I don't know.
What you just said. Minecraft.
Bone meal.
Bone meal.
Yeah.
Well, how do you spell bone meal?
Bone meal. Like
bones.
Bones and a meal like you eat. Yeah.
Huh.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
韭菜的意思怎么说? Bone meal. Huh.
Because it is bones, you know. So.
Is it bones?
Yeah, it's a ground up bones.
It's grass.
Well, in the Minecraft, it's bones. It's bones that is ground up to have like nutrition to, you know, it's like fertilizer, you know.
But what are the name of the grass?
Wheat? I don't know.
No, but what is the name of the action you take that?
To reap? To reap?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So we've been talking the wrong word. It's called reap. My English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, reap. Reap. 割. Reap meal. To reap meal, right?
No, just reap.
No,
reap.
But what? Reap grass.
Yeah.
How does it 割韭菜? Talking Chinese to him now.
Harvest. Okay. Harvest is a reap.
Harvest.
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 And reap.
Harvest sounded like so friendly.
Yeah.
Because they're like
is,
they're like taking advantage of you.
You can say reap. It's the same as harvest, but a little bit more aggressive, I guess. Yeah.
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 Hmm.
Reap is like take the stuff, you know.
Yeah, take the stuff.
Yeah.
Re-reaping.
Mm-hmm.
Re-reaping every week.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about now? Domestic, yeah. Oh, there is the Chinese real estate.
Yeah.
Super, super high.
Mm-hmm.
It's for because it's been rising for the couple past 20 years. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah.
It was at the in the peak. I think it's in 2012 or 2008. It's the peak of the real estate, right? And then it started decrease. So a lot of people say, oh my God, like a house I buy 20 years ago raised like 10 times or 20 times.
Hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So then they're like, okay, I'm going to put all my savings, or government will like encourage you to get married and buy a house, get a loan. And then people just spend all their money and time and earnings to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that, oh, the house is going to worth double or triple, like 20 times. Imagine 20 more years. Of course, they're going to, okay, we're going to buy a house, right?
Yeah.
This is called the reaping, right? Harvest.
Yeah.
Harvesting it.
Yeah.
And then when it crash,
mm-hmm.
people are not going to be able to pay the loans, right? They're going to lose their house, and they're still going to need to pay back millions of the loans that they already borrowed from the bank that
yeah.
they own.
Mm-hmm.
And they are gonna sell all your properties and stuff to pay back how the property worth, which worth literally nothing. But it, because it's the inflation, the real estate the bubble,
mm-hmm.
it's like insane. That's another way of reaping, harvesting.
Didn't you say anything something a while ago that the government will take back your house after a while or something? You can only
that's also true. I forgot. So after 50 years, I believe, after 50 years, everyone, when you buy the house, 50 years, you never had like you own this for the rest of your life. No, 50 years, it belongs back to the government, and never has any countries like this. For China, it's like that, and people are okay with it because people are used to it. You're like get used to it.
That's insane. So you can almost spend like 50 years paying it down, the whole thing, and then you're gonna take it. But do they give you money for it, or just say we're gonna take it now and you're not gonna get any money? Do they buy it from you basically, or?
No, basically you bought this house for 50 years to use it.
Hmm.
They don't give you more money after that.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine, when the economy hits, it's gonna be super bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harvest is a much more massive action. Yeah, makes sense.
Mm.
Another one now, that domestic, yeah. And domestic finance is, will be even worse. Mingshen Bank is a very huge bank.
Yeah.
Held a meeting last week saying that the most difficult times has passed and we are now going through the so-called smooth transaction period. Has a lot of, I think a lot of the news came out about Mingshen Bank about, because Mao exposed a lot of information about a lot of like messy accounts and accountants and accounts.
Accounts?
Yeah, yeah. Messy accounts that you cannot find who it owns to, right?
Hmm.
So the money that give out can never get back. And a lot of that,
oh.
that's like more than like billions of that.
Oh.
a lot of money.
Yeah.
So then, you know, got a lot of panic in the, probably in the China. So now then they had a meeting last week saying, hey, everything's good. We are doing the, we are the in the smooth transition now. And also the government came out in front of the citizen, like the Lao Bai Xing, to say, oh, we're handling it. So it looks to the people is that, oh, like government is like backing them off, so no problem at all. But what they're doing is they're trying to hold the domino before they fall as much as they can. Because as you imagine that when people know, oh my God, this bank is going bankrupt, they're going to take out all their money. So what the bank doing right now is not letting any money to go out. You cannot transfer out. You can only deposit.
Yeah.
It's like this. It's for real.
That's insane.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is what Miles said, that this cannot hold forever. You cannot, you know, eventually people are going to be angry when they gather together, they're going to protest and a lot more people's going to get on news and stuff, right? It's not going to hold, like people cannot hold fire for too long, right?
Mm-hmm.
By then, well, be a collapse, you know, I'll be crazy.
Yeah.
Though now it's just like a fake transition period.
Mm-hmm.
So what they call smooth transition period is the period of what is it called, like detrimental dilemma period. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's not going better. Is they're just holding the like the flood in front of you as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming anyway.
Yeah.
So when they tell you it's good, just like the depression happened. I remember when I went to Iceland, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the bus, the bus driver is saying, oh, remember 2008, this like inflation or like depression, what is it called?
Depression?
Yeah, depression of the depression.
Of the economy?
Yeah. It's called economy depression.
Yeah.
Okay.
So?
They said, a day ago before it's like global news, they call the bank like, oh my God, what is going on? Do I need to take out the money? The bank is like, no, it's okay. Everything's fine. And next day, bankrupt and everything.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to be aware, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Especially a lot of people who like deposit with like large, like especially with the big private enterprise, large deposit institutions, and some government state-owned enterprises, they want to hold up the Minsheng Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because it has their money or investment and stuff.
Yeah.
Holding up all the deposit from Lao Baixin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Miles said, there's a lot of messy accounts that are not allowed to be announced to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's literally in the dilemma period, not the transition smooth period.
Yeah.
Eventually, it will collapse. And in the end, Miles said that I absolutely believe that in the next 12 months, the Chinese Communist Party's economy will definitely collapse. Sooner or later, the Hong Kong dollar will be gone. So does the renminbi, which is the Chinese yuan, paper money,
mm-hmm.
will be depreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And the least valuable things in the future in China, mm-hmm. is paper Chinese yuan.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine printing a lot of money, not only America can do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
大萧条, depression, okay. My brain, I just got stuck sometimes. I'm like, what? I don't know what I'm talking about. I forgot all of a sudden. And you know what I'm going to talk about later?
Huh?
Very interesting things about nuclear leaks in China.
Yeah.
And also the vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never get sick of that. I just need to find more news and resources, research on it. So I'm going to read it to you guys.
Yeah. Klaus.
Hello, Klaus. Klaus was there when I was streaming with them as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Klaus is so cool. Klaus, how are you? Yay!
Finally made it.
Finally. We don't meet many, like, because we stream, like, different times.
Yeah.
You can't catch me. I'm like, I'm like the, what is it called? Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing
How
good.
How are you? You're good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone misses you. Okay, I just want to tell a little bit about what they find on the USDA export sale reporting data this year, yeah?
Yeah.
From the United States. As of June 10th this year, China has imported nearly 16 million tons of corn from the United States, compared with 190,000 tons in the same period last time. It has increased by 83 times this year. They're ready. They're preparing for the food storage and everything that going to the war with the world. It seems that China's food is really a problem. Looking at the five-year average line, last year's import volume has increased a lot compared to previous years.
Hmm.
Okay, now we're going to go for the nuclear. I think that'll be very interesting to talk about with you guys or you.
Yeah.
Nuclear leaks, power plant leaks.
Yeah.
Hi, Nana. Can I post an ad on your channel? What does that mean? What ad? What ad? About the whistleblower movement or? Yeah, probably. The things about why everybody cares about the power plant leaking is it will, well, first of all, we care about the people who is close by to them, but also it's going to infect everyone in the world, fish in the ocean, right? Oh, 请大家去关注玉米地的玉米哦, 他要开始直播了, 关注哦, 加油, 加油, okay. Okay.
So it's citing Chernobyl, this nuclear leak in 1986, or?
No. It's comparing to, it's the same severe as what happened in the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to explain a little bit, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
China has like, what, 50 power plants in China?
Mm-hmm.
One of the power plant is made by the company from France. They sign a contract with China that this power plant, they do this and this, they have a mutual agreement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But recently the company, they like monitor it all the time, right?
Yeah.
I think they see there's a leaking.
Hmm.
So they're trying to ask them, hey, it's leaking. We need to come and check. Because if it's leaking, that means it's not going to hold very much. So then something's going to be very fragile. So they need to have higher limitation on how much you're going to use and stuff.
Mm.
But China is telling them like, oh, no, it's no problem. You know, they're trying to hide, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then the France company write a mail to the United States officials. And that's when the CNN, all the media trying to, you know, talk about it. Because once, if this happened, this power plant leaks globally will have huge effects. You will never be able to eat any seafood, for example. And seafood is economy, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, the places in China and the countries nearby is all going to be affected, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you the picture here about what it looks like. Nuclear disaster is harming the long term. Yes, yes. So yeah, that's what it looks like. And I'm going to just read what the CNN said. That's important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this retired nuclear scientist, Ruffer, he's a French, warns that a gas leak could indicate bigger problems. Yeah?
Yeah.
If he say that if they do have a gas leak, that indicates some of their containment is broken. He also said, he also argues that maybe some of the fuel elements could be broken, which would be a more serious problem. That would be a reason for shutting down the reactor and would then require the reactor to be refueled. Ruffer told the media, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the situation is an imminent radiological threat to the site and to the public. And Framatome was the company who made this, French company, okay, who made the agreement with China.
Mm-hmm.
Framatome urgently requests permission to transfer technical data and assistance as may be necessary to return the plant to normal operation. Framatome reached out to the U.S. government for assistance. The document indicates because a Chinese government agency was continue to increase its limit on the amount of gas that could safely be released from the facility without shutting down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the Taishan plant is the where it is at.
Yeah.
Is a prestige project built after China signed a nuclear electricity generation agreement with Electricité de France, which is mainly owned by the French government. The construction of the plant started in 2009, and the two units started generating electricity in 2018-19. The city of Taishan has a population of 950,000 and is situated in the southeast of the country in Guangdong province, which is home to 126 million residents and has a GDP of 1.6 trillion, comparable to the Russia and South Korea. It's a big deal, you know? And what other people say is like, citing the Soviet nuclear leak in 1986, the former Brexit minister wrote, the Soviet Union initially denied that there was a problem, faced with conclusive evidence of the worst nuclear accident in history. It showed that the problem was not that serious. Until the worst of the crisis after the past, it finally turned to the international community for help. Like the Soviet Union, the Chinese Communist Party is a closed, paranoid, one-party dictatorship. It repeats these same mistakes. We are all paying a heavy price for communist secrecy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Chernobyl, what is that?
That's what I'm talking about all the time. Chernobyl.
What is that?
That's the Soviet leak in 1986, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, the name of it.
Yeah, Chernobyl is the place that...
Oh, name of the place. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, learns a lot with you guys as well. Klaus said, what's up with the Communist Party and their hiding nuclear meltdown? Yes, crazy. What if they're doing this on purpose? Because Miles actually... mellowing, low-key talked about it,
yeah,
about nuclear can happen, like, and now it happened.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, this is also an intelligent source, too? I don't think that it's like Chinese Communist Party is going there, right? It's heading to the hill.
Yeah.
It's like, not likely we can stop it, mm-hmm, anything we do, you know?
Yeah.
And now let's go to the most, I think, interesting and the last part of today, which we're going to talk about vaccine, more vaccine. I think it's very, very important. Like, it's not very, it didn't help a lot from us talking about it, right? But I'm going to read some articles that the scientists talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming from them instead of me. And then we're going to see and try to convince, help more people to about the truth about the vaccine. I think that's very important. Mayo said 3 points to the BGY program to expose them.
Yeah.
3 points to the coronavirus, 3 points to the vaccine. Hmm. Right? CCP is using the meltdown to kill more people. Yeah.
So evil, you know?
I know. Mm-hmm. Our parents, if they something happened to them, it's because of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know, but both of our family members, like parents, took the vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what we say. So. Mm-hmm. Terrible. I was actually, when my mom told me she took it, because I've told her so many times to not take it, right? Don't take it. Long time ago, I said, you don't take it, and please don't take it, and don't hide it from me, okay? She said, no, I'm not taking it, you know? And she took it. My brain just like, I don't know how to process it. And then that night, I had like nightmare, you know?
Yeah.
And then the next day, I was like, okay, starting to feel what just happened a day ago. Mm-hmm. And then just like, so sad. Yeah. Like I cried, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, this is insane. Mm-hmm.
Feel very powerless, you know?
Yeah. Can we do, you know?
Yeah.
And I told you to, I tell him, I feel like, I don't think if I can keep talking about it, I don't want to cry, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, maybe it's my fault. I'm like not the best daughter, you know? I cannot even protect my mom.
It's her fault. You know, I cannot do anything about it. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I know. God bless and protect all innocent people in mainland China, including your family, Nana.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Klaus. Okay. Now let's talk about this, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a very, very great article.
Yeah.
Wrote by 中共病毒真相, author is My Way. It's amazing what they have published. Two articles are both very great.
Yeah,
has a lot of information, so I'm gonna read it to you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can you keep up with the comment section while I read?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, what is it called? Summarize. Summarize, in the next several years, we will see a sudden spike in prion diseases, autoimmune diseases, neurodegenerative diseases at younger ages, and blood disorders such as blood clots, hemorrhaging. What is that?
Hemorrhaging is like sores around open cavities.
Stroke, and that's actually very bad, right? Hemorrhaging, because it's very close to the brain, and so once you get infected, you know, go to the brain.
It's all every open place in the body, you know.
Yeah, that's why we're here to fight back. Mm-hmm. Yes, child. Disease are younger, the blood disorders such as blood, hemorrhage, stroke, and heart failure. COVID-19 vaccine, a public health disaster. Based on history, vaccine development data, it may take 12 years or longer for typical unprecedented vaccine to develop. And of all the unprecedented vaccines in development, only 2% will be projected to ever make it through all phase 2 and phase 3 clinical phases of testing. The COVID-19 vaccines were developed with lightning speed, with several weeks, which makes it virtually impossible to assess safety and efficacy. As the vaccine has not been adequately tested, the statistical
No. The statistical analysis result of adverse events of the past half years of mass vaccination are a shocking and a frightening story. Research shows deaths are 15 times higher during the first 14 days after first COVID injections among people over the age of 60 compared to those who aren't vaccinated. You want me to continue?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. A recent paper found spike protein and antigens in the blood of people who received the
antigens
in the blood of people who received the mRNA-1273 vaccine from Moderna. Spike protein has been shown to reduce expression of ACE2 protein and contributes to inflammation and
inflammation of the endothelial cells. Additionally, this place study shows that spike protein can affect the permeability of a model of the blood-brain barrier, which may lend clues as to some of the neurological diseases that seems to result from. That's why a lot of people were like, you know, like one eyes or like, you know, or for the rest of their life and stuff. In FDA's, this for monitoring COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness, at page 16 of 27, it clearly indicated possible adverse events based by COVID-19 vaccine. Prion diseases are a collection of neurodegenerative diseases that are induced through the misfolding of important bodily proteins, which form toxic oligomers that eventually precipitate out as fibrils, causing widespread damage to neurons. In paper published by this person, Klassen, it proposed that the spike protein in mRNA vaccines could cause prion-like diseases, in part through its ability to bind to many known protein and induce their misfolding into a potential prion. Senef describes that prion is the key characteristics of SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. No. What kind of question is that? Of course not.
Yeah, he asked, are you going to get the vaccine?
Yeah, of course not. Come on. How do you get on the GTV?
Yeah.
Permanent physical damage, terrible, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, you tell me when Klaus or...
Yeah, do you want me to interrupt you? Or?
Okay, that's true. Okay, neurological system symptoms associated with COVID-19. Oh,
what?
Maybe this user, 455449.
Yeah.
Maybe he's somebody new from the whistleblower movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're somebody new, welcome to GTV, and we know the truth about the vaccine, and, you know, and as we are talking about it right now, but the danger about the vaccine.
Yeah.
You know? Neurological symptoms associated with the COVID-19, such as headache, nausea, and dizziness, encephalitis, and fatal brain blood clots are all indicators of damaging viral effects on the brain. In vitro study of the blood-brain barrier, the S1 component of spike protein promoted loss of barrier integrity, suggesting that the spike protein acting alone triggers a pro-inflammatory response in the brain endothelial cells, which could explain the neurological consequences of the disease. The implications of this observation are disturbing because the mRNA vaccine includes synthesis of the spike protein, which could theoretically act in a similar way to harm the brain. The spike protein generated endogenously by the vaccine could also negatively impact the male tests. As the ACE2 receptor is highly expressed by Leydig cells in the testes.
Yeah.
Furthermore, researchers have identified Cool. I know being following this subject for years, but everything seemed to be accelerating much faster than I thought it would be. I know. Do you understand?
Well, he has been following the whistleblower movement, I think, but lately it's been a lot of info for him, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are kind of heading to the end of with the Chinese Communist Party, you know? And it's like before they die, they're gonna fucking, oops, they're gonna freaking take everybody with him as much as they can.
Yeah.
Simply put, the spike protein produced by mRNA is like the spike protein produced by COVID-19 viruses, which can ultimately lead to neurodegenerative diseases. One of the side effects that cause concern in the early stage of mass vaccination is Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is also known as acute facial palsy of unknown cause. It is a condition in which the muscles on one side of your face become weak or paralyzed. It affects only one side of the face at a time, causing it to droop or become stiff on that side. Sometimes it is caused by some kind of trauma to the seventh cranial nerve. Problems is they have infiltrated most third level institutions in Western world now. Yeah, I know. But thank God we have GTVs, hey? And G News. These research results coming out at a good speed. Yeah. The Guillain-Barré syndrome is another adverse event received wide attention after vaccination. You know, I think before I go deep into this, you know, I wonder what's the reason for people still take the vaccine even though we tell them don't take it. Obviously, telling people not to do something is not effective. It's not gonna work. Tested on both of us. I think if we tell them what is inside the vaccine and what does the mRNA or the spike protein does to the neurons and will infect your testes and your you know fertilizing is gonna be worse and people has higher abortion like unborn kids died rates like 6 times more or something. If we tell them that what is actually inside and what this thing can affect your body, maybe then they're gonna stop, right? Because it's like when you eat junk food, it tastes really good. And just like the government gives them this lie, if you want to go back to normal, take the vaccine, right? They buy into it. It really works good on them because they want to be free like how they used to be. But it's never going to be anymore. The person who released this virus, it's going to release more. Taking vaccine, if you take for the rest of your life, is not going to solve the problem. It's going to make you're probably not going to take the rest of your life, like too long for you to even have to show problems, symptoms on yourself. Right? So like junk food, when I don't know, when I was young, I was naive. I don't know about junk food, what it can do to your body. And wow, it's really yummy and like KFC, fried food. But when you study nutrition and stuff, you see what the hydrogenated oil will does to your body, how your body's not able to process those things, how and it's gonna have effect on you. Actually, you've been through that phase of looking your body getting changed because of that. Then you are like very restricted on those things. But I think to this vaccine, it's like you don't have a chance to see out on your body how bad it's gonna give you. You take it, it's over, right? I think it's really important this article to tell people about what is the spike protein, what it does to your neurological and reproductive system and stuff. And getter, yes. People must understand this harmful effects, yes. Groupthink. Okay, you.
Groupthink and the fear of being stigmatized in society, also the pressures to keep
Oh.
job position. Yeah, that's how they get people to take the vaccines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop off. I need to take care of business. All
Peer
right,
pressure, you know?
Klaus, talk to you later.
See you, Klaus. Next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it?
So it's really like lucky that we have job that's we can work at home.
Yeah. So these are some signs of Bell's palsy, right? These
yes.
Photos right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what they what happened to them people who took the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Klaus.
Thank you, Klaus. So what are the stuff with the feet? Is that the other?
Blood clot, right? Or, oh,
that's
neurological
the,
makes you like...
French syndrome there? Guillain-Barré syndrome?
No. It's to make your limb, like, not working and stuff.
Hmm.
So probably blood does not go inside or something.
Oh, okay.
In UK, System for COVID-19 Vaccine Analysis Overview, the report for Bell's palsy and GBS could be found as the following. Wow. AstraZeneca is the highest. Pfizer is like the second.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal also has. A lot of syndromes, right? Caused a lot of Bell's palsy,
Guillain-Barré or something like that. French stuff.
Yeah. Look. So many cases.
Mm-hmm.
90,427 nervous system disorder, including 692 deaths. Nervous disorder from different kinds of vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is different kinds of vaccines and how what they did to your nervous system and caused death.
Yeah. A bit of irony though is the Chinese were so behind with this biowarfare thing. Let me scroll down. And the biowarfare technology, and most U.S. scientists who helped develop it, but now CCP can do it themselves. Yeah. Yeah, they have basically, you know, stolen every.
70 years ago, the United States and the Western world decided to sign the contract, like the WTO contract, a world trading with China to decide. A world trading is happening, like yeah, like 2000 something, but. Like to give them the chance, you know, 70 years ago, to give them the chance to open the door for China, allowed a lot of visas, especially after 2010, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of business want to give them the chance to take care of the citizen and be good. But then China, ever since, has been published 3 books. In the beginning, it's like something book about sarcasm about the Western world, right? And now a book about like China is not happy, you know, they're climbing up to be like in this bossy tones, like they want to dictate the world.
Yeah.
When the West world gave China a chance, the chips, China never made any chips. All the chips are from, you know, imported, never even made like, what is it? A pen, you know?
Yeah.
Give them a chance, and that's what they do. You know, now they're made the virus and gonna take them on. Can take people who give them a chance. Also, because of this, you can read in.
Also, because of this, the West is very reluctant to confront the issue because they are up to their neck in this. Also, the French built the Wuhan lab.
Pen bowl, what do you mean?
I don't know. Bullpen? It's like the. Pen with the
oh,
bow.
Yeah. 原子笔, yeah. Thank you. Meanwhile, the European Medicine Agency examining cases of a rare nerve disease in connection with a vaccination as part of a regular review of the safety reports for the vaccine. EMA still said there are no quantifying the number of cases. Hundreds of millions of people are now being vaccinated around the world based on nothing more than preliminary efficacy data. Disturbingly,
While sudden death is one apparent side effect, the vast majority of side effects won't be known until a decade or more from now. In the next several years, we will see a sudden spike protein in prion diseases, autoimmune diseases, neurodegenerative diseases at a younger age, and blood disorders such as blood clots, hemorrhaging, stroke, and heart failure. COVID-19 vaccines are a public health disaster. At the end of the article, we attach the painful process vaccine victim from vaccination onset to recovery. I hope this case can cause more thoughts for the truth of COVID vaccine. Look. This girl. I can't read her story. Hi, I'm very glad I found this group. I want to share my experience. I am 27 years old and work in healthcare where the COVID vaccine is available to me because I'm a first responder. January 13, first vaccine, Moderna, no symptoms other than an arm ache. February 12, second vaccine, fatigue and slight headache, nothing major. February 13, morning, woke up with numbness feeling in both of my feet. Best way to describe it is pins and needles. February 13, evening, the numbing sensation traveled to my legs just below my knees cap. It was freezing temperature outside, so I just assumed it was because I was cold. She couldn't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
February 14, the pins and needles traveled to my upper leg. I could still feel them and was still able to walk, but it was an odd sensation. Again, I just assumed it was because I was cold. February 15, it is now from my waist down. I would try to walk, but my knees felt like they were going to give out on me. I went to the doctor for an unrelated follow-up and mentioned to him my symptoms. He said it was anxiety and that it was me just not used to the weather. Oh my God. February 16, the pins and needles are now at the tip of my fingers and my right leg is no longer responding. Best way to put it, it was very floppy like spaghetti. I call my doctor, no answer, and leaving a message on voicemail, mentioned the symptoms to him. 2 hours later, I get a call from him telling me to go to the nearest emergency room. After arriving to the emergency room, I was taken to get an MRI, a spinal tap. The spinal tap showed my protein levels were out of whack, and I was officially given the diagnosis of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Today is day 2 of being here. I'm currently on IVIG treatment. I sadly cannot feel anything below my waist. I cannot go to the restroom on my own. Oh my God. Below my waist, so she can't even control her pee? Or?
Yeah, below her waist is like right here. So
I'm currently, oh my God. I'm feeling very defeated as this happened so suddenly. The neurologists tell me that it's a good thing I came in when I came in as it was actively spreading in my body. It's nice to know that I'm not alone on this. This is my first time experiencing anything like this. Thank you for your support. Then this girl's like still giving out a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this is so insane.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say for people who especially people are just really ignorant. They're ignorant to like even care to even look for the information about the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They literally don't care about anything. If they don't even care about their own health, own body, what else are they gonna care? They're like kids who don't care about anything, just wanna have fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably also not blame to them because the media is not giving them the information about the other side of the vaccine. You know, they're only telling them, hey, you need a vaccine to do this, to be able to do a lot of things, without telling them vaccine, first of all, is not the answer. Hydroxychloroquine plus zinc sulfate already can solve the problem of preventing coronavirus. You don't need a vaccine. Second of all, the what's inside the vaccine with such fast amount of time that was developed, how can they just trust it and took it? I don't know what I'm going to be at if I don't know all this information, right? I just think maybe I will be make mistake like that too.
Well, I don't think they're ignorant, but they are uneducated, right?
Well, they're ignorant to even get educated. They don't even care. We told them they don't care. They think I have my own judgment. So, well, your own judgment. What's your own judgment? What did you learn from? What's your judgment based on? Based on what information that you were looking at? Is it just one side story, or did you actually look at all sides?
Yeah.
I'm upset because it's just, it hurts. Mm-hmm. It's literally that you cannot do anything. Yeah. You cannot do anything. And me being in the whistleblower movement, I know how bad this is.
Yeah. Want to read some comments?
Yes, that's a recent comment.
Do you think it will be a slow kill after many years, or that the deaths could suddenly happen very sudden around the world or cause chaos? What do you think?
I think both.
Yeah. It's like this girl, right? It was a month after she took the vaccine. So some people, it just can happen after a month. Some people it can happen for years. You know, you never know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too shocking to believe that they will say why are all the doctors and medical people taking the vaccine also?
Yeah. What I think, right, about the vaccine, for the Western vaccine, it has this stuff, it's going to block your clot, cause nervous system and a lot of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And slowly, like this article, a couple years later, people are going to have problems, paralyzed, and eventually die because of those neurological and disease, right? It's not going to be because there's no vaccine disease. It's disease, you know, under subcategory.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the truth about the Chinese vaccine is that they take out the leg of the virus inside this vaccine. So then the virus inside your body, you will build up the antibody. But the thing is, the leg inside the vaccine of the virus, you cannot, sometimes you will left one up, then mm-hmm. they can still climb up to your protein spike or something in your genes, and then you will get it.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of scientists talked about biological weapon. China's going to win. It's going to be a button when they release a different type of variant, and the people who took the vaccine is going to be activated and die and have problems eventually,
mm-hmm.
losing their life.
Yeah.
It is too shocking to believe that they will say, why are all the doctors and medical people taking the vaccine? Also, that's their argument. What does it mean?
We just read it. I'm not quite sure what he means.
And now let's go to the second one. It's also very important. Something new that's will cause infertility,
mm-hmm.
that we talked about in the beginning of the pandemic. Remember I told you about that?
Yeah.
The whistleblower movement.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Actually makes you scared, you know? Our intelligence source is so accurate. And then what is coming is the World War III.
Yeah.
Famine, global famine, depression, inflation, diseases. It's like everything is going to happen between August and September.
As in people who don't believe the vaccine is bad, they will say that all indoctrinated. Yeah, that's what I thought he meant. Yeah, it's not a valid argument, right? Because they are like every other people. They also think that it's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though you're a doctor, you don't know the whole spectrum, right? So it's just like a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we fail to stop the CCP's second wave bio attack, then definitely the boat long time. Dark time is coming.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we will not have cure. Right now we have hydroxychloroquine with zinc.
Yeah.
When people are all dying, when shops are closing, when there's no delivering, when everywhere is locking down, what if that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Then where are we going to get the food? Where are we going to get the drug? Or we don't even know what drug is going to save us in the near future, what kind of biochemical weapon is going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Biological weapon. Oh, my God.
It's easy to understand government. No, the economy will be broken if people don't come out to work, buy things, enjoy the services. Yeah. So vaccine is an easy option for the government. Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Ji Baozi is going to fight to the end. Taiwan is the key.
Oh, Taiwan is the key. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ready for the second one?
Yeah.
Again, very, very great articles, high quality from author My Way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Summary, you want to read the comment?
Yeah, they think side effect is something they can deal with later, and the future will, yeah, and then someone else said, the new future will be all about AI and automation. Whoever controls Taiwan will control this new era. And Lux continues with the economy question, and that's why the government want people to come out, of course, work and, you know, make the economy go around, right? Yeah. They don't care about the side
effects. But hydroxy works. Why are they hiding it? It's something
CCP,
more.
CCP, right? They have a...
But why is the government hiding? Other country got government hiding it. You know, it's a global... Well, we're going too deep here. We don't want to... dig too deep about why, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. It's probably very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, summary. The spike protein produced by COVID-19 vaccine gets into blood and accumulates in organs and tissues such as spleen, bone marrow, liver, adrenal glands, and ovaries, eventually causing serious consequences such as miscarriage, infertility, and unborn baby damage. Mm. I don't want the baby to get damaged.
No.
Imagine you get 10 months and your baby is like damaged.
Yeah.
I will like kill myself. The chips has CCP and Wes just realized it now.
Didn't you?
Mm. In previous clinical trials, if 25 to 50 people died in clinical trial, the trial would be stopped and a large investigation would be launched. Among the side effects caused by this massive vaccination, in addition to death and other serious side effects, the impact on fertility and future human reproduction is also a very heavy topic. First, let's look at the following data on vaccine-related side effects by countries. In UK, at least 172 spontaneous miscarriages happen after vaccination. Here, Pfizer.
Hmm.
Can you guys see it? Here you go. In the United States, as of June 4, at least 652 miscarriages reported and 2,039 menstrual disorders. 1,001 vagina bleedings reporting women. For men, the main symptoms are testicular pain, swelling, and erectile dysfunction. Oh yeah, that happened in China too. Mm-hmm. If you guys know, like Zhihu is like the Quora in China, right? And I was reading that 900 comments. Is there 900 comments were saying. Thank you. 谢谢.
900 comments about people talking about, hey, I took the vaccine and what I think about the vaccine in China. And a lot of people reported that after they take the first dose of Chinese vaccine, they don't want to have sex anymore.
Yeah.
They lost their sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
And some people's like erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
And it's happening all globally with different kinds of vaccine.
Hmm.
This is Pfizer, 6,000 deaths, 500,000 injuries.
Yeah.
Moderna, 3,000 deaths, 100 injuries. I think this is what the media need to show people. 100,000, 700,000 with AstraZeneca?
My God. And it's mostly about reproductive
organs, right? Johnson and Johnson, 466 death at 20. Oh my God.
Yeah, and mostly it's referred to like reproductive organs.
Yeah.
And those kind of damages.
You're basically over, I feel like.
Yeah.
Once you took the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. It's the other side there.
Some media reported adverse events on unborn child by vaccine. Daily Exposed article published in March 2021. The number of women to lose their unborn child after having the COVID vaccine increased by 366% in just 6 weeks. And another similar report, 920 women lose their unborn babies after getting vaccinated. The most bizarre thing is as the number of vaccinations increased significantly, the time of miscarriages also increased. But the related reports disappeared. In the past, if any medical product has similar problems, all the media would report them in a row. So what was the problem? Canada's leading health scientist, Dr. Roger, warns of the risks of vaccine posed to the reproductive integrity of men and women in June 8th. During interview, Dr. Rogers said that the spike protein produced by mRNA vaccines bind to ACE2 receptors in the placenta and testes with the danger of causing sterility in both women and men. Moreover, these receptors are located specifically in the area where sperm are produced. The spike protein also moves through the body by coupling to a large number of receptors. And more importantly, in the testes, it's the cells that actually produce the spermatones. Oh my God, that's a really beautiful name for all the organs. And precursors called spermatogonia. Clearly, there is an excess of spike protein circulating as a result of unexpected surge in some people who get the vaccine. The spike proteins attached to ACE2 receptors in various organs, just like COVID-19 virus did. And your body antibodies attacks this cell just like they attack virus. So the multiple organ damage or sepsis, just like the virus infection. It's like, what's the point? You're trying to get away with the virus, but then you inject to get the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese data shows that the spike protein of the Pfizer vaccine gets into the blood where it circulates for several days, then accumulates in organs and tissues, including the spleen, bone marrow, liver, adrenal glands, and ovaries. Holy moly. In addition to the protein, other ingredients in the vaccine may also be the culprit. As we have previously known, SM-102 is an important ingredient of the Moderna vaccine. SM-102 has already been known to cause cancer, infertility problems, damage to unborn babies, respiratory, liver, kidney, and central nervous system. So much. Let's read some comment. I don't want to miss
anyone. Economy is the reason.
Yeah, money is the reason. Yeah.
With technology, they don't need as much human slaves anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy that a lot of people see that, right?
Yeah.
I can see that too.
Mm-hmm. It's too many mouths to feed. Technological live control grid, like the Chinese social score they use here, but digitally worldwide.
In Pfizer vaccine, a similar ingredient is called ALC, a hexane-containing compound that poisonous to nervous system, although National Health Service claimed it has been proved to be safe through extension tests, though there's no longer long-term or short-term clinical studies, even though they say that. It needs to be repeatedly emphasized that COVID-19 virus has spike protein on its surface, which virus utilize it to infect our bodies. And that is the reason why vaccine producer designed the vaccine produce spike protein as well. In theory, if we can mount an immune response against that protein, we can prevent virus from infecting the body. That is the theory behind the vaccine. But the sad thing is that the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system if it gets into circulation, if injecting the purified spike protein into the blood of research animals. Animals will get all kinds of damage to the cardiovascular system, and it can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain. Now, at first glance, that doesn't seem too concerning because this vaccine is only injected into the shoulder muscle. But this assumption is that these vaccines behave like all the traditional vaccines. They don't go anywhere else than the injection site. So they stay in our shoulder. Some of the protein will go to the local draining lymph node in order to activate the immune system. However, this is where the cutting edge science is coming in, and this is where it gets scary. From the Japanese study on biodistribution of Pfizer vaccine, the short answer is absolutely not. The spike protein gets into the blood, circulates through the blood in individual over several days post-vaccination. It accumulates once it gets into the blood. In a number of tissues, the spleen, bone marrow, liver, adrenal glands, and quite high concentrated in the ovaries. Holy moly. Since COVID-19 vaccine administration began around the world, side effects has been more severe in women. Oh my God, I just remember something very interesting. According to this, right? So the vaccine has more side effects to women, and recently we just got a news from Chinese website about male monkey first, like, new findings or new technology science that made the male monkey to give birth. So it's probably they're trying to kill females here, right? You don't need females once the male can give birth.
Yeah.
And the side effect is to the female. According to the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, during the first month of vaccination administration, 62% of the doses in the United States were given to women, but 71% of the side effects were reported by them. One explanation... One explanation is that estrogen produces stronger immune reaction, intensifying the overall symptoms felt after the vaccine. Similar effects have been observed with other vaccines too. Also, we know the reporting of adverse events is underreported, and adverse events can take months to show. So the harm can be much higher to cause infertility, men, women, and children. Also very interesting about you want to read the comment? I don't want to be delayed.
Yeah, so it's just this right here. So I think I'm with this right here. It's more about procreation, I think. You just destroy childbirth, sterilization, and that's why men and women are affected.
Mm. Also, on the segue, the Chinese Communist Party, they have the Olympic team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they will get the girl pregnant during the like competing season.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are pregnant,
yeah.
you're like has higher estrogen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like stronger immune reaction, very hard to get sick or something like that.
Mm.
So they have a lot of energy to like win the competition.
Mm.
That's how crazy they are. They don't care about your baby. They just say, we need you to succeed to get pregnant, so you will have higher chance of getting succeed and win. And so we have proof that we have the face. We have the face.
Mm.
So crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Robots take over. Not insane, but oh my God, I didn't realize the whole time it was like not centered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
right.
The crazy things today.
A lot of crazy things today, huh?
Well, what's your conclusion? What are you feeling?
Well, my conclusion is, I guess it's just, it's nice to see more information come out. That's what I think.
What do you think we should do?
Well, we cannot do anything. That's the conclusion that we are pretty powerless. We need to prepare.
Do you think we should even try to tell your parents about this?
No, it's no reason.
Because they're not going to listen, right?
No.
I would think we should do. he gave up.
I don't need to do that. It's just takes more energy for me, you know? If they want to die, then they can die, you know? What can I do? I cannot help them, so...
Mm. So we can only help ourselves, guys.
Yeah. So what I got out of this is that we need to, this is the time right now to prepare.
Mm.
Like we talked about earlier in the episode, not mm-hmm. with this vaccine stuff, but earlier that now we need to prepare for a long time staying indoors. So get a lot of water, get a lot of dry food, like quinoa or rice or something like that. It will last a long time. Get a lot of oil because it's a lot of calories for very little storage space, right, for grams.
Also needs to be positive.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
So.
Stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
We have the whistleblower movement. We have Miles. We have we stay together.
Yeah.
You know?
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for today. Thank you, everyone. We will edit the highlights. And
you want to show him where he can see the highlights? Or?
You guys can see the highlights of the show on my Getter, Nana Zhang Getter.
All right.
Stay inside and scared is what they want, yes. Thank you, everyone. Wanna gonna and hi, Wenqing, Lizi. Thank you. Oh, 被解救的肖恩还在。 Thank you, 一颗小草, everyone. See you next time. Keep up the good work. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
I'll give you guys our Hanson Miles stream. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hey, yo.